Amy was coming through the gate when she saw her dad walking secretly along the side fence looking over the top into Jay's yard.
What are you doing, Dad? Are you spying on the Gradys?
Asked Amy.
Look, don't tell your grandmother, but I'm on my way to talk to Patrick. I was just making sure he's there. I'm going to offer him the membership,
said her dad.
I'm so happy, Dad. If you and Mr. Grady weren't friends anymore, maybe Jay and I couldn't be friends either,
said Amy.
I've been thinking about that, too, and your grandmother was absolutely right, as usual, but...
he said.
But you don't want to admit that she was right? Dad, don't fight it. You know Grandma is always right. Even Bob knows that.
Kat decided to call her new puppy Pablo, after her favorite artist, Pablo Picasso. When she arrived home with Pablo, she was very surprised that her mother was happy. Kat had expected a big fight.
That's amazing,
said her mom.
I've been waiting for the right time to tell you that I think you should get a dog. I'm always working, and when you're not getting along with your friends, it's very lonely for you here.
You were so against it last year, Mom. Why did you change your mind?
Grandma talked me into it.
Thank you, Grandma,
thought Kat.
The thing is, I had a dog when I was about your age.
You never told me that before,
said Kat.
I know, honey. It's just because it makes me sad to think or talk about it.
What happened?
Well, I bugged my parents for so long for a dog, and eventually they got me one. His name was Timmy. I loved him more than anything. Mom and Dad were always telling me to take better care of Timmy. I often forgot to feed him or give him water or to shut the gate when I rushed off to school. One day I forgot the gate again and Timmy got out. He was hit by a car and he died.
Oh no,
said Kat. She hugged Pablo closer to her.
Taking care of a pet is a big responsibility, Kat. Also, animals don't live as long as people do. So Pablo's going to die one day. I know that's life, but it's hard to deal with when it happens. I was just trying to spare you all that.
I understand, Mom. Don't worry. When it happens, I'll deal with it. But Pablo's just a baby. He's going to be around for a long time.
Tom rode home from school pedaling the heavy old bike up the hill. The bike was spotlessly clean and in good condition. He'd been looking after it properly for a month now. After he put his bike away in the garage, Tom noticed something under a big plastic sheet leaning against the wall. He walked over and pulled the sheet off. It was a shiny new mountain bike. A newer and better model than Ben's. There was a note on it. Tom picked it up. It was from his father. He read it quickly. Tommy, I really like the way you've kept that old bike clean and fixed these past weeks. But no amount of cleaning or fixing is ever going to make it look new. Take good care of this one. You owe me some chores. Love, Dad.
Nice shot, Tony,
said Patrick.
Thanks, Pat. Not as good as your last one, though,
said Tony. The two friends were playing golf together at the Parkdale Country Club. Tony wasn't a member yet, but Patrick had invited him as a guest.
You know, Tony, my business is growing. I really need to upgrade my computer software, and I was hoping you could give me some advice.
No problem,
said Tony.
I'll call you tomorrow to set up a meeting.
The friends went down the trail through the woods. Kat and Amy played with Pablo as they walked, and Ben, Tom, and Jay rode their bikes.
I guess sometimes parents have good reasons for doing what they do,
said Kat.
I thought Mom was just being mean, not letting me have a dog, until she told me her story.
Yeah,
said Tom.
Sometimes parents are okay.
Grandmas are pretty cool too,
said Kat.
It was really Grandma who changed Mom's mind about getting a puppy.
Speaking of Grandma's, Kat, you never told me who your Grandma's fancy computer software came up with for your boyfriend,
said Amy. Kat went bright red. She looked over at Jay.
Jay? You're kidding me, right?
Said Amy. Kat shook her head.
I'm not kidding, Amy.
The girls looked at each other and exploded in loud bursts of laughter.
Okay.